This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Bring us straight to a conversation with Ora Petswa Kanya Shine Moloi Nyane. Ah, sure, so many names. I'm so excited to be having a conversation with Ora to be finding out a little bit more about Click Africa and what it's all about and how we as general Africans can benefit from the portal that she has founded. Ora Petswa, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, Juju?
I am well. Ah, I see that you've shortened my name the way I've shortened your name.
Yes.
I love it. No, Ora, I am very well. I'm just looking forward to our conversation, and you know, it's really a privilege to have you here on 729K Pulpit to be talking about something that you love, you know, the portal that you founded, and of course the love of Africa that you have as well. So, Ora, first things first, you know, I'd just like you to give us a little bit of detail as to who you are, and then get into Clicker Africa. You know, our listeners out there are listening, and you know, I'm talking about Clicker Africa, and they're thinking, TC, what is this Clicker Africa all about? So if you could give us that explanation, and just, you know, what led you to establishing this online portal that you have.
Oh, okay, too. So, Click Africa, oh, a bit about myself first.
Yes.
So I am Ora Petswa Moloi Nyane. I was born in the Free State, and I've lived in almost all the provinces so far.
Lovely.
I'm an avid reader. I love reading, so I've been reading since I was quite young. And in my readings, I ran across things from all over the continent, you know, things that we are not necessarily exposed to because we grew up on American media the most. So as I started to learn about it, I started to fall in love with this continent. There is so much happening, so much more than we know, so much more than we'll ever know, I feel. And everything is vibrant, the colors, the people, the culture, you know, everybody's friendly, everybody
yes.
wants to help everybody out. And the talent in Africa, it's just from dressmakers to artists, you know, everything that comes from here has a sense of authenticity, and that's what I wanted to bring to the world, basically, because you would catch these people, you know them at your robots, you know them on the street corner selling art, things that they made themselves. And I thought there had to be a platform where someone can just go online and be like, I am looking for a vacation in Africa. And then you just click Africa. You're looking for a cell phone made in Africa? Click Africa. Every single thing that is creative coming out of the continent, I wanted to put online. So this is where the idea came from.
You know what, Ora, this is really, really great. And truly, you know, every South African has seen the people on the side of the roads, you know, the beautiful baskets, you know, beautiful wire art that's there. But truly,
yes.
no one knows about it. And here you are saying, no, we need to put this on the map. You know, everyone needs to know that there are amazing artists within the continent of Africa. Now, I think what also assisted you in also, you know, starting this online portal is just a bit of education that you got, the education that you got in terms of understanding business, you know, from the Stellenbosch Business School. And I believe you also had an opportunity to study with UNISA as well. So maybe tell us a little bit about that, how your studies have also helped you to implement what you have.
Oh, yes. My studies have been a big part, and also every step I took with my studies was intentional because the idea came around between 2014 and 2016. And from there, I thought to myself, if you want this to be a success, the first thing you have to study is marketing, not just any marketing, digital marketing.
Mm.
And at the time, UNISA was offering, was the only university in South Africa actually offering the course on digital marketing. So I went on to study that. And then after I got my digital skills, knowing how to build a brand, knowing how to put it online, knowing how to add the tags to get it on your rankings on social media and so on. Then I went and studied proper business now with the business school at Stellenbosch, because as much as I had the creative knowledge, now I needed the solid foundation to build the business on. And the alumni from Stellenbosch is absolutely amazing. They help you out. You need something, you've got a mentor, you need clients, somebody knows somebody. So it's just that network that allows you to grow within the education space, and that has helped me to a point where this year I've decided I'm also going to become a mentor and try to help another small business.
I love that, you know, that especially in the beginning when you talk about how your studies have been intentional, like this is something that you've always wanted to do, and then the studies just added, you know, to that passion that you have, and just gave you a greater knowledge of what you want to implement. Now, so far, when it comes to Click Africa, how would you say it has been received, you know, by the artist that's doing their work, you know, on the side of the road, by someone that is, you know, having a service but pretty much maybe not really getting out there? So how has it been received, you know, some comments that you've gotten from people that have signed on to Clicker Africa?
The comments I've received so far have been positive. We cannot talk about the online space without mentioning that there's still a lot of educating that needs to go on around that, because as soon as you say website to someone or online, they think complicated processes. And I've tried to make it simple. It's a three-step sign up, and they said it's easy to do. I've had people making sales from their first week with us. So as soon as you educate people on how easy it can be, because it does everything for you. It does your stock keeping, it tracks your orders, it manages your finances, everything is automated. So from my part, it's only been the education part that's missing, and that's what we do through our YouTube channel. That's what we try to do the most, is to educate people on. It's not as difficult as you think it would be. If you've got a smartphone with a good camera and you're good at storytelling, then anyone can do this. What I've heard so far is that it's easy to use, and then I give side classes, of course, on how to describe your product in a storytelling manner, because people are not seeing you, they're not touching it, they can't feel it. So you have to explain to them, and your backstory has to explain to them exactly what they're getting. So it's just small things like that. Otherwise, the ease of use is the best compliment I could have gotten, because there's nothing more complicated than saying to someone with, let's say, a matric. Even matric is a higher qualification in South Africa. Someone with less than a matric, and you're trying to tell them, you go online, you click on this and that, you know. So for me, the education part has been important, and I am happy that I was able to simplify the platform to a point where anybody can do it.
You know what? That was going to be my next question, because I was going to say, okay, so you've introduced technology into, you know, sort of entrepreneurship, and me just doing my thing on the side of the road, and now you're saying I must go online. How, you know, is that going to work? And all these years, I've just been doing my thing and getting my sales, you know. And I think what you're introducing now, you're saying that you can evolve with technology, it can be easy for you, and you do not have to be scared, you know, to use it. And I love the fact that you've also made it user friendly, so that anyone is able to use the portal and be able to showcase their art, and, you know, their services. And sometimes, you know, by not using that, you can also deny yourself of many opportunities that are out there as well, you know, where you could see your business then growing. And I think that's what this portal brings as well to an entrepreneur, that this is, you know, a step in the right direction in terms of growth for your business.
Yes, it's definitely a step in the right direction in terms of growth, because how I see it, Tutu, is that you can make your wire trucks and sell them by the side of the road. Yes, you are making enough to live off, and then you can open a shop on Click Africa and open yourself to an international market.
Yeah.
In 2 months, you have hired someone which you are now mentoring in the business, In 6 months, there's another person joining the business, taking care of shipping, you know. So it's not just about growing the individuals, but it's growing the individuals and the people around them. Because when the business grows, the local economy grows. So to a point where we can have wire car making factories, you know, to that point, that's where it needs to grow. But now the education part is what's important. We're still starting out. We'll take it easy. But that's the great future we see for Africa, that if you're a dressmaker, you can open your own factory, start your own fashion line. We'll carry it for you. Things like that.
Indeed, and I think it also allows the freedom, you know, for an entrepreneur to continue with the art side of things, you know, with the creating or with the supplying the service without worrying about marketing, how do I get it out there and all of that. I do believe that Click Africa does that for you in a sense.
Yes, we definitely take care of that part for our clients. So we are advertising this one big brand click, but in click, you get everything in Africa at a click.
Fantastic. Wow. Orapetso, you've worked hard and you've gotten to the place that you are now because you've been dedicated, you know, and you've shown grits and you've shown that nothing can stand in the way of a dream. So what is your encouragement to someone out there that is an entrepreneur that is saying, you know what, I want to start this. I've been thinking about it. What can you say? You know, what are the things that you've learned along the way and the things that you're still learning and, you know, something that you can say to encourage that particular entrepreneur?
The best advice I've received, and it sounds so trivial when somebody says it, but it's start where you are with what you have. I started with a hand-me-down laptop. I didn't have money for fees to study digital marketing, but I thought, if you build it, they will come. That's a Walt Disney a quote. And if you are doing something great, something you believe in, and you have the faith, it takes a lot of faith, because there are times when someone, which you trust, because you might take it to your neighbor who's a genius, directing manager somewhere, and you're like, wow, I've got this great idea, and then they'll poke holes in it. So you have to be sure of yourself. You have to have great faith. Without faith, nothing is possible, I promise. And then you just start where you are. And as soon as you take a step towards your dreams also will take a huge step towards you. The people I've met, like the lady Charlene Ensley from CA Designs, I met her through friends. I didn't even know there were people out there who would be able to understand this concept and take it to the people the way I felt it needed to be taken to the people. But as soon as you start, then the next step comes and the next step comes. You just have to start and then have faith. That's what I tell people, and that's how I've been doing it.
Start and have faith. Sure, so powerful. And like you're saying, it sounds easy and just, you know, trivial, but it's something that is practical. That's how great things are started. And so how can we get a hold of you? Your social media your handles, please, if you could share that with us, and also just the pronunciation of Click Africa and the spelling as well, because someone is probably thinking C-L-I-C-K Click, but you've done it in a different way, which is so unique and creative.
Yes, I had to be creative in that one, because I didn't want anybody to feel excluded. I didn't want it to be an English word and then your vendor guy will be like, it's got nothing to do with me, or your Sotho guy, you know, or even up across Africa. So it's K-L-I-K. In whichever language you look at it, it says click. And then it's Africa with a K, just for the, you know, for the extra jazz in there. And then on social media, we are Click Africa across all the social media platforms. We are available on Instagram, Facebook. We're also on LinkedIn and YouTube. And then our website is, of course, clickafrica.com.
Great stuff. And if anyone is interested, they just get a hold of you via social media, right?
Yes, they can get a hold of us via social media or our business line, which is 072-697-2874.
Right on. Ora Petwe, thank you so much for joining us and really for being a self-starter and going out there and saying, you know what, this is something that I want to do for Africa. And you have done it. You continue doing what you're doing, and may more doors open for you. May you get all the resources that you need as you go out there and you become brave and courageous and make a change in Africa. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, too.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
It was great being on your show. It's one of my very first radio interviews. I was a bit nervous, but you put me at ease. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
You are awesome. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.